I was a dead man, out in the cold. Life was a pit and I was deep in a hole, just about to give up. Then lo and behold, a voice from within said, save your soul. Yo, brothers and sisters all around the globe, I got a story, word. It's gotta be told to my family, friends, fans, even my foes. It's like this, y'all, this is how it goes. I was out in the world without a name or a goal, huh? Out of school and out of control. Set in my ways, yeah, stuck in the mold. And going the wrong way down a one-way road. Young and bold, I didn't wanna be told. I used to steal and brag about the stuff I stole. Then one bright day, my mind got blown when a voice from within said, save your soul. No, I didn't want to be told. Things were looking up and I was on the roll. I was a rude boy and a Romeo, and anywhere I went I started the show. I had money, woman, plenty of gold and an overinflated ego. I was a dead man, but I didn't know until a voice from within said, save your soul. A movie, and I was playing the role of a black youth living in the ghetto, where the action was, that's where I'd go. Right or wrong, I'll be going with the flow, but what you reap is what you sow. It's like karma, the bad you do will follow. You were round, and I was going down, right down, with my face in the ground, two hands bound to a siren sound, none of my so-called friends anywhere to be found. As I thought to myself, in life you're alone, a voice from within said, anyone home? Yes, Lord, well here I be, if I ain't ready yet, I will never be. I'm sorry for the things that I did before, believe me, Lord, I won't do them no more. I'll be an arrow, if you will be my bow, and anywhere I'm sent, I'll gladly go. I'll be a witness all around the world to every man, every woman, every boy and girl. Cause I was born in the ghetto with a strong survive and with a will to strive. I began to rise from 79, or was it 75? When reggae music began to open my eyes about the truth, the right, Jah the Most High, and how to achieve that little pie in the sky. Inspirated, yeah, I was totally motivated. To the point where I decided to chop the mic, but my direction was not to only those of my complexion, but the brown, yellow, red, and the white man. Critics criticize, cynics cynicize, any entertainer with a message they victimize. But in this world I've sinned, it's no surprise. So with the media, I sympathize. I hear the rich man's laughter, hear the poor man's cries. Hypocrites advertise their lies through their eyes. Everyone's born, most of us die, but only God's children get the prize. Don't be a fool, be cool, come on and get wise. Yeah, wise up, no compromise. And listen to the voice that resides within your mind. Cause God has sent a guide to all mankind. Choice is yours, life above or death below. It's up to you to save your soul.
Soul Sister Radio.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal. Journey to My Father's Palace. Destiny, coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Do you want to be entertained? Check out Jimmy James.
Thanks, pretty girl. Get my schedule at www.jimmyjames.biz. That's J-I-M-I-J-A-M-E-S.biz.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlor Limited.com.
Hello, soul sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.
Welcome to Soul Sister Saturday. This is Maria DiGiovanni, and I want to welcome you to Soul Sister Radio, and thank you so much for joining us today live on this day as we listen to OC Music Now with Mikey Miranda. Mikey, take it away.
Thank you, Maria. I want to thank you, Maria, and Soul Sisters for having me on the radio today, interviewing musicians all over Orange County. What I do is, my profession is to reach out to bands, DJs, musicians, to book them events, help them spread their name out, and get them known throughout Orange County. And my focus after Orange County moved to L.A., San Diego, and so on. So, like I said, I'm very thankful to be on here with you guys, and I'm very honored to have this special guest that we have today. I want to introduce Freddie. He's been helping me out doing interviews to for musicians and asking them questions and helping bands to direct where they need to go as far as to be, you know and get out there and show.
Well, Mikey, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Would you like to share with our audience how you and I met and why you chose the platform of Soul Sister Radio to launch this show that I know that you hold with all your heart?
Well, I met you, Maria, at Scarantino's, and you were sitting there right next to Jimmy James. And Jimmy, you know, he's been around for years playing music, and I reached out to him and told him about my business. What I do is I help musicians book events, and he came out and reached out to me and asked me for help and introduced me to Maria, and Blessed from the Skies, you know, has this radio station that's helped me out and Maria as well to get bands and musicians known out there. So I'm very honored and thankful
But what was the reason why you chose to do this? And again, you've made it really clear to me that you really want to focus on those that are near and dear to your heart, first of all, but also those that are in Orange County. What got you to the point that really you want to do something like this?
Well, you know, I was in a band called Entropy, and, you know, before Freddie was a manager and all that, I was just reaching out to venues, and it was tough back then to book events and so on, and just called. I just gave my heart and soul and just took that extra step to reach out to the owners and managers and all that, say, hey, this is who we are. And I did that for a while. We did about maybe 5 or 6 gigs a week. And then, you know, I got busy with my other jobs and so on. And, you know, last year, December 23rd, I just reached out to God and say, hey, find me something that I'm really good at. And he gave me this path right now that, hey, this is what you're good at, and everything's just happening right now. And I'm very thankful for it.
Very good. Why don't you tell us a little bit about who your guest is today? Or do you want to go ahead and just introduce Freddie or share with the audience how you and Freddie met?
Okay, well, I met Freddie while back, him and his wife came to Bobby D's, this place in El Toro, and I was playing with Entropy, and him and his wife were playing on seeing this reggae band. They love reggae, and they walked in, they heard us playing, and they loved it, and actually, the same night, Tony from Pato Ponton, the drummer, it was his birthday night that night, too, so it just all worked out, and you know, got Freddie involved with my band, and he started following us around the different venues, and yeah, just met him and his sweet wife and his two beautiful daughters. So I want to introduce Freddie here. That's going to be doing the interview with our special guest today.
And our special guest is on. So go ahead, gentlemen.
Okay. Hi, my name is Freddie. I'm known as Freddie Rings. And it's a pleasure for me to be a part of OC Music Now, OCMusicNow.com, helping other bands, just bands that are trying to make it out there, trying to get their name out there. I think it's fantastic what Mikey is doing. We do have on the line a special musician. He's been around for a while. He's great. He's awesome. I love his music. I've seen him personally many times. But we're not going to say who he is yet. We're going to play one of his songs. After the song, we're going to go ahead and interview him. So the song that we're going to play now is called Jackie Rub-A-Dub. Take it away.
Yes, hi. This is Mikey again with OC Music Now. He produced that song. I want to introduce Smoothie Jones. How you doing, Smoothie?
I'm cool, man. I'm cool. I'm glad you said that because people will be thinking, that don't sound like Smoothie's voice singing that.
Exactly. Yeah, it was a little mistake there, but it's okay. Hey, I want to ask you a question. I know a lot of people...
Before you get to that, I'd like to at least tell the people who that was so they're not left hanging. That's one of my artists that I produced by the name of Jackie Nectar. She's a big 6 feet tall blonde with blue eyes, and she's you wouldn't expect her to sing reggae, but she does. She's good. She's got to be on my show, too. But anyway, you can get back to what you want to say now.
Is she still playing around today?
Oh, yeah. No, she's going to be on my show, the show that I'm producing, Smoothie Jones Presents Pato Banton on May the 10th in Temecula, California.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, yeah, I wanted to ask you, I just want to learn more about you. I mean, I know you personally, but, you know, the people out there listening, just tell me a little bit about your background, where you came from, and the history on that.
This is the thing. I was born in the United States, of course. Well, not of course, but I was born in the United States, and I was born at a time when a lot of the black people didn't have what you call our personal identity, and searching for that back in the early days. You know, one morning I woke up at about 4 o'clock in the morning. I was all across the street from Cal State Fullerton in the dorms, and I heard Bob Marley on the radio, on Stevie Wonder's radio station called KJLH. It doesn't exist anymore, but a lot of people don't know that Stevie Wonder owned the radio station. I woke up, like I said, about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and I heard Play Ice for music, this year reggae music. And it woke me up. I mean, I just woke up another part of my brain and my spirit. And, you know, and Bob was still alive at the time. And my parents had told me that we have family in Jamaica, but in those days, back in, you know, in the late 70s,
Black
people here in the United States, we didn't know anything about Jamaica. We really didn't, you know, and it was kind of like that was kind of the thing, you know, in those days they didn't want us to know more than just what we had in the ghetto. And so I went looking to find what this man was singing about because I didn't know anything about reggae or anything. And once I've made that connection and after then, I was so hooked on it that I told everybody I was from Jamaica, and I was lying for days, but you know, I told everybody I was from Jamaica, and because I just wanted to be a part of that, because, like I said, living in the ghetto, and the only thing we had coming after that was this Motown and Crips, and Motown was great. I'm not saying anything bad about Motown, because Berry Gordy did a wonderful job in developing black music that is now considered mainstream America. At that time, it was not. It was considered kind of like underground. Only those people listened to Motown. A lot of mainstream people, or what I should say, a lot of mainstream whites, didn't even want to admit that they listened to Motown in those days, but now it's like the accepted norm, you know? So when I heard reggae and start figuring out what it was, I wanted to be a part of that, you know, the Rasta and the reggae, because those are two different things too.
But very positive, you know.
I didn't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's this very positive, you know, vibe avenue, you know, through that music.
Well, that's what drew me into it, because the Rasta thing now is different than what Rasta was intended to be. When Rasta was first introduced to the world, you know, back in like the 30s or 40s, it was something as a tool for black people to understand themselves and stop trying to be European. Because the early Rasta people, or the elders, they all said, you know, no matter what you do, you will not be accepted as white. And so we need to deal with that and be proud of being descendants of Africans. And it wasn't to go out and say, oh, let's go kill all the white people. That's not what it was about. It was about black people being proud of having wide noses, black skin, and nappy hair. And that still is an issue with a lot of people today, you know. But for me, it was nice because then it meant that I did not have to go and spend a lot of money to get a Jerry curl and all of this other stuff. I could just be myself, grow my dreadlocks, wash them, and eat nice natural foods.
Nice, and, very cool. And that, one more question to ask you: Rastafarian, isn't that like a spiritual? Like, I mean, I've listened to like Discovery and all that, and about like them smoking marijuana, like why they're praying and all that. Can you explain a little bit like about their culture, their Rastafarian?
Well, there. Let me say from the beginning, there are different types of Rastafarianism, because I would not attempt to speak for the Bobo Dreads or any of the other ones in depth. All I can say is this. Some sects of Rasta, they do believe that it's a religion, and they believe in the spiritualness of, you know, Haile Selassie. And for those who don't know who Haile Selassie is, Haile Selassie was the emperor of Ethiopia back in the early 70s. And Haile Selassie was the 254th or 256th lineage generation down from King David.
Mm-hmm.
And, and that's why I have a problem sometimes with some of the movies and stuff you see of the Bible. They always depict Solomon and David as being European, and Haile Selassie was their blood, and he was not European. And so a lot of the Rastas see Haile Selassie as a deity. And then you have a sect of Rastas that use it like me. I use it as a way of life, because Rasta shows you if you keep your temple clean, which is your body and your mind, by eating the Ital foods, and Ital means the purest form of consumption of food. You know, you don't load it up with a bunch of salt and you don't eat MSGs and processed food. You just eat what is natural. And most Rastas don't consume red meat. And like Peter Tosh say, I don't drink red, green, blue, yellow soda pop. when you live in a society like ours, which most Rastas consider Babylon, you don't always have that privilege to be able to be as Ital as you might want to be, because especially musicians who work all the time, because, a lot of times when you're in working for parties or you're doing concerts and stuff, the Ital food is just not there.
Right.
But,
Let's play a song right now, Love and Rejoice and Happiness. Can you tell us a little bit about that before we're going
to... Love, Rejoice, and Happiness kind of got inspired to me by my buddy who you interviewed last week, Pato Banton. Pato is always, as long as I've known him, which has been 20-something years, he's always into positivity, that positive thing. And I didn't grow up with that. I was, when you come from ghettos in America and you're black, you're taught to be negative. It's actually the way it is, And
right.
And I thought it was very strange that Pato was always positive. And and I said, let me try looking at things in a more positive manner myself and see how I feel about it, And I started writing a song, and it started writing itself. So that's basically what it
is. All right, let's take a here on the Love and Rejoice and Happiness.
Yes.
Happiness, I say, love.
Rejoice
in happiness, love. Rejoice in happiness is what
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal. Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, You Decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Do you want to be entertained? Check out Jimmy James.
Thanks, pretty girl. Get my schedule at www.jimmyjames.biz. That's JIMIJAMES.BIZ.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. to join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.
Hi, this is Freddie Rings. I'm here on the air with Mike Miranda and Smoothie Jones. I just want to take a second and say hi to our sponsors, say thank you to all our sponsors, such as www.heart4.com and www.bmbremodeling.com. Also, Surf Pro of Laguna Hills, Laguna Niguel, Spa Gems, and Dama Tequila, which is the first female luxury tequila created by women for women. So I just want to say thank you to Mike to have me here on the air with you and also with Smoothie Jones. We have him on the line. And I have a question for you, Smoothie. Are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so
hello?
You know, I've had the pleasure to be in the audience at one of your performances, actually several of your performances, and it's just really enjoy the atmosphere. It's easy listening, and even if you don't really like reggae music, it's easy to like your music. I love how you do the oldies. My question to you is, how do you classify your music?
I'm glad you asked that, because I have, there's different. I coined the phrase Cali reggae, and then, you know, the younger generation, you know, basically kind of like the guys that have their little ganja fields up north and stuff like that. All of a sudden, they started calling their reggae Cali reggae, which is cool. Because I like some of the music that's coming out of that. And then you have, like, the young surfers. And if it wasn't for surfers, we would not have reggae, I believe, in California, if it wasn't for the surfers. But I classify my music as soul reggae, kind of like Soul Rebel, but soul reggae. And a matter of fact, I'm looking for some more artists to put in my stable, definitely some more singers, because on this thing on May the 10th at the Wilson Creek Winery in Temecula with Pato Banton, I'm featuring three female reggae artists. And I'm looking for other reggae artists, and we're not looking for reggae artists who want to sound like Jamaicans. Not that. I'm looking for plain, everyday, American-speaking people who want to sing reggae, and especially if you can write and sing at the same time. Now, if your mommy is the only one who told you can sing, don't call me. But if it's proven that you can sing, please call Smoothie at 213-570-5948, because I am looking for singers. And as I said, we're not looking for people who want to be Jamaican like I used to want to do, because you cannot beat Jamaica, because Jamaica is king in reggae, and they're the innovators. They own it. And what we're trying to do is get a different style of reggae, and that's the reason why I'm looking for new writers and new vocalists. So hopefully that kind of answers your question. It's soul reggae is what I do.
That's great, Smoothie. And since you're talking about your future performances, I understand you have one tomorrow in Ladera Ranch, which is actually sponsored by OC Music now.
Yes.
How do you feel about tomorrow's show? I mean, let's get some people out there. Let's get them to know you. It's in Ladera Ranch in Orange County.
Casa Ranchero.
Casa Ranchero is the name of the venue.
Yeah, Casa Ranch. Casa, for all the people who understand some Spanish, Casa Ranchero. Yes, that's in Ladera off of Crown Valley Parkway. And we've done that place a couple of times, and I really like it because it's very personal. It's very clean. It's an outdoor venue. And if you got a bunch of people coming to visit you and you live in the South Orange County area and you just want to take them out for a day, and the only thing you're paying for is just your food because, you know, as I tell people all the time, this one what I do is one of the greatest free shows you can listen to.
That's fantastic. So tomorrow, 4 p.m., Casa Ranchero in Ladera Ranch, California. Let's go out there and support Saluti Jones, support live music, and support OZ Music now. Smoothie, I have a question for you. When you're on stage, how hard do you push yourself to make your sound right, and how do you prepare yourself mentally right before you go on stage?
Okay. I'm very much relaxed and everything, and the only reason why is I have rehearsed and rehearsed and rehearsed and rehearsed for so many years that, you know, it's kind of like, I know it seems like maybe it might come easy, but it's like watching, and I'm not saying I'm as great as Kobe, but it's like watching Kobe. Kobe makes things look easy that really aren't, you know, and that only comes through a lot of rehearsing and practice, because believe me, I've definitely had my ups and downs in music and reggae, you know. But I hopefully I do as you say, I make it look like it's kind of effortless, hopefully, you know. And then I try to pick out great musicians, because I work with Stokely, who Mike knows, and Stokely has been around as long as I have, and also with Dave Litch, we call him Bam Bam. He's our drummer, and Bam used to play with the old 714 band, who some of the members of 714 ended up being Common Sense, like Worm and a couple of other guys.
Right.
And now we have a girl, bass player by the name of Alice in Wonderland. And so,
Yeah. That's great. You know,
I would like. You were asking me earlier. I wanted to also make a point. A lot of people kind of ask, "Well, why is it? You know, who is Smoothie?" You know, a year after Bob died, I was involved with the first major reggae concert in Southern California. It was held at the Immigration Building in Santa Monica. Or Westwood, off the 405 freeway, February, which is, you know, is Bob Marley's birthday, February the 6th. And we had this huge show, and it was the first one ever, and it was free, and it was outdoors in front of the Immigration Building, of all places, Immigration Building. We did it outside, and it was pouring rain, and I'm sure there was like 20,000 people there. And after the show was over, my buddy, who has passed on now, Henry Thomas, Henry was from the Virgin Islands. He decided he wanted to do a Bob Marley show that honors Bob Marley specifically the following year, and that's when the Bob Marley Day was formulated and born. And so myself, Henry Thomas, another guy by the name of Vincent Greenaway, who we all call Methusalem, because he had a reggae band called Methusalem. And and then George Hughes, who everybody probably knows from the old days of George and the Unknown Band. George is also the keyboard player for Footwork, the Peter Tosh band.
Okay.
And and George was, so it was us four guys and one other guy that I never saw again, but we formulated the Bob Marley Day, the one that everybody used to go to in Long Beach. That was our show from the beginning. You know, that was before the Ragamuffin people took over. We had it, and we ran it like 10 years, you know. And I was the MC, and at that same time, I also I was working with my auntie, Miss Wirewaist. A lot of your listeners, if they're old enough, they remember the Sounds of Jamaica radio program on KPFK 92.7. Yeah, it's been a long time. But KPFK, everybody knows, is syndicated NPR. But we had that program for like 20-something years. Miss Wirewaist, my auntie, ran the program, and I was a co-host and, you know, on that show for all those years. So I was doing the MCing for Bob Marley, and I also was on the Songs of Jamaica, KPFK, and then I also had a second radio program on KMAX called the Half Past Midnight Reggae Hour with my partner.
Hey. Huh? Hey, Smith. Sorry to break you off there. We got to take a quick break. We're going to play one of your songs called Wishing on a Star. Can you tell us?
Yeah, Lady D. She's one of our artists for May the 10th.
All right, let's check it out. Wishing on the Star, and then take a commercial break.
Okay.
Soul Sister Radio. Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.
Hi. Hi, welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Smoothie, is that you?
Yeah, I'm here.
This is Freddie again. I just wanted to say welcome back to OC Music Now on Soul Sister Radio. We will be live, myself and Mike Miranda, every Saturday. Smoothie, you know, since this show is basically about helping other bands that are out there trying to make it, trying to get their name out there, trying to get shows, you know, just trying to get their music known. What advice do you have? What pointers can you give to them and they can follow your footsteps and, you know, get to be known and get their music out there just like as you have?
Well, the first thing I would say is it's kind of like doing any other type of music. Right now, I couldn't turn around and start doing heavy metal because I don't live the lifestyle. I really don't understand heavy metal, and I would make, you know, it would make for a bad decision for me to do that. And I would say for all the people who want to get into reggae, first of all, learn the culture, learn it. Because I have a lot of people, I've had young musicians come up to me and they ask me, do I want to go to the parking lot and burn a Rasta? And right there, you just piss me off because you don't know what you're talking about. So that's the reason why I'm saying that if you want to be in this music, learn the culture first, number one, and do something I didn't get a chance to do, learn your instrument. Learn your instrument, and then don't just listen to Bob Marley, because Bob's been gone for 30 years now. And we have so much other reggae music out there, because I was talking to Fully Fullwood the other day, and Fully said the same thing. He says reggae has evolved so much that the music that we used to do back in the day and the music that actually makes the money in reggae today is quite different. It isn't wrong or anything like that, because like I told you, I like a lot of the new reggae artists out right now. I like a lot of them. I mean, you know, you got guys even from the Polynesian islands like Jay Boog. I love Jay Boog. And so learn reggae first. Learn the basics of it, just like P. Diddy had to tell all his new, you know, hip-hop artists. Learn the masters first. Don't come in my office and say that you know hip-hop and you don't even know, you know, the old-school artists, you know. So that would be my suggestion is first learn the culture, know your instrument, and know artists outside of Bob Marley and Peter Tosh because they're overdone, you know.
That's great.
And, you know, and there's a lot of great new reggae artists out there that – after we're gone, those guys will be the masters, and then you got to know who they are too. You know?
Exactly.
But
exactly,
first, yeah. So learn the basics of it first, and then start branching out. And then after you learn the basics of reggae, and if you're calling yourself a dreadlocks person, learn Rastafari, and just know that most guys that are really into Rastafari and the intellectual part of Rastafari don't even smoke weed.
That's right.
They don't. They don't.
You know what
everybody
great.
Thinks, huh?
You know what I think is great, Smoothie, is that here in Orange County, which is what we're concentrating in, bands in Orange County, there's a lot of resources available, and there's mentors like yourself. You mentioned Fully Fullwood. You mentioned Stokely. And all three of you are available to mentor and to just guide these bands that are seeking advice. I think that's great. You know, Smoothie,
and we're more than willing to do it. We are. I would love to mentor. I have one of the artists you're going to play today. His name is Tafar. And he reminds me of my younger brother, and I call him my younger brother all the time. He came in about 3 years ago not being able to play bass whatsoever, and now he plays with the biggest names there are. He's playing for Brigadier Jerry on May the 11th. And if you don't know who Brigadier Jerry is, you really need to go study reggae.
Okay. Well, you mentioned, let's go ahead and play that song now. What was his name again?
Tafar. His name is Tafar Watkiss. Tafar is the son of Lloyd Watkiss, who is one of the original 12 tribesmen from Hope Road, who was a personal friend of Bob Marley. And his father, Lloyd Watkiss, lives in Lake Elsinore today. And he's one of the few living people that was an actual friend of Bob Marley and an original 12 tribe member from Hope Road in Jamaica, in Kingston, Jamaica.
Okay.
And so the person you're going to listen to is Lloyd Watkiss' son, Tafar Watkiss.
Okay. We're running low on time, but we're going to go ahead and play this song. It's called One
right.
Man.
No. That's not Tafar's song. Tafar's song is either Getaway or Wishy Washy. One Man is my song.
Oh, well, you know, we're not going to be able to play Wishy Washy, so let's go ahead and play One Man by Smoothie Jones.
One Man, and okay, now let me give you the background on that one. The rhythm track for One Man was formulated by a band called Kingston 13. That is Tafar's band. And that's Tafar Watkiss, Durdur Cree. Durdur is from St. Mary's, Jamaica. And also Farai, Lester Farai, who used to be the guitar player for Boom Shaka. And so it's all of us playing on Kingston 13, because I was playing for Kingston 13 for a while. So that's One Man.
Just for time's sake, we're going to go ahead and play the song One Man. It's Smoothie Jones.
Come on. All right.
I'm the one man you can trust. Yeah, I swear I'll never let you down. I'm the one man you can trust. Cause I'm the best contender, pole for pole. I'm the one man you can trust. When you ain't looking for no cheap thrills, I'm the one man you can trust. Yeah, I'll even help you pay your bills. When you lie in bed and turn on the lights, who's gonna be there to hold you tight? When you're watching your favorite TV show, when you say that's rude, who's gonna say I know? I'm the one who helped you raise your children, buy you a home, and even purchase a building. We can only do so much by talking on the phone. When your life is empty and you're all alone, I'm the one man in your life. When you're having problems, I will understand. I'm the one man in man in your life. I'm the one who understands what you're going through. I'm the one man in your life. Anything you need, I will get to you. I want to be the man you trust all the time. I want to be the man that's sweet and kind. I want to be the man that's got your back, and baby, that's a fact. Protect you and guide you, feed you, advise you, keep you strong. I'll never be shady if you be my lady. I won't forget the song. Whoa. I'm the one man in your life. Girl, I wanna make it right. I'm the one man you can trust. Yeah, I'll never ever let you down. I'm the one man you can trust. Cause I'm the big contender, pound for pound. I'm the one man you can trust. Yeah, when you ain't looking for no cheap thrills, I'm the one man you can trust. Whoa, I'll even help you pay your bills. Now when you're the best of you. Nobody seems to care what you do. And when you're walking in the pouring rain, I'll be there to soothe your pain. And when you want a new dress, but your money ain't long, and your credit card in the same old song, I'll be there. Remember, I'll always be there. I'm the one mind you can control. Oh, I swear I'll never let you down. I'm the one mind you can control. Cause I'm the best contender for the pole. I'm the one mind you can control. Oh, when you ain't looking for no cheap thrills, I'm the one mind you can control. Oh, I'll even help you pay your bills. When you in trouble walking side by side, I'll be there to dry your eyes. And when you can't see what you're looking for, I'll be there to open that door. Your problems get the best of you. Nobody seems to care what you do. And when you're walking in the pouring rain, I'll be there to smooth away
the one line in your life.
When you have been broken, troubles on the stairs,
I'm the one man in your life.
You don't need no understanding from another man.
I'm the one man in your life.
Soul Sister Radio.
Wow, what a great song, Smoothie. Hey, Smoothie, you there?
Yeah, I am.
All right, so how can our fans out there reach out to your music? Where can they go to find your music?
We're getting ready to do a big release in about a month. I don't know if Pato told you, but myself and Pato also have a release coming out. We're doing a single together that I wrote. We're just mixing it down right now, and
okay.
I'm going to be.
Where can they find you? Where can they find you on Facebook? Really brief. What kind of websites?
Yeah,
can they find
Smoothie Jones. You know, just type in Smoothie Jones. There's only one, and also on YouTube. Also, you can also Google the Red REDX, like X amount. Because that's
right.
My band, the Red X, and also Waterhouse.
Okay, perfect. Well, hey, Smoothie, I want to thank you so much. I'm very honored to have you on my show. I want to thank you for your time. Hey, guys, tomorrow at Casa Ranchero, Red X, Smoothie Jones.
But I also tell them we play at the Beach Fire every third Friday of the month. The Beach Fire in San Clemente, every third Friday of the month. We've been there for 12 years.
Perfect. All right. And also, next Friday at Duke's, we have DJ Aiden performing at Duke's. And as well, I'll be performing myself at Casa Ranchero next Sunday with Entropy. I want to thank you guys all for listening in. And thank you, Freddie and Smoothie Jones. And we'll see you next. We have an extra special guest. Next Saturday. Thank you.
All right.
Soul Sister Radio. Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your. Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal's Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, You Decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Do you want to be entertained? Check out Jimmy James.
Thanks, pretty girl. Get my schedule at www.jimmyjames.biz. That's JimmyJames.biz. Soul Sister Radio.